All right, welcome everybody. Second day of TechEd. Today we will talk about social engineering. So everything around manipulating people to get into corporate environments and to understand the mitigation options available in order that this doesn't happen in first place. My name is Milad Aslaner. I'm a premier field engineer at Microsoft, and my primary focus area is everything around cybercrime, security, and performance. Based out of Dubai, originally from Germany, and that's probably the reason for my bad English accent. I know about it, I'm working on it, promise. With me, I got Erdal. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Erdal Özker. I think I met with a few of you. I work for Chem Technologies. Besides that, I'm also lecturing at Charles Sturt University, master classes, and I'm just about to get my PhD in information security. Hopefully soon I'm going to be Doctor of IT as well. I'm also a certified ethical instructor, which teaches certified ethical hacking classes. I'm pretty sure you hit EC Council, SANS. So that's what I do as well. Besides, I hold also the licensed penetration tester title, which I train people to become a penetration tester. So hopefully today, together with Milad, we are going to show you a few stuff. But as Milad said, you know, we both of us have Turkish parents. Both of us were born in Germany. He lives in Dubai. I live in Australia. And this is the reason why you hear this accent. So sorry. All right. As always, warning. This presentation contains information which you should not use in real life. I mean, of course, you can use it against yourself. But if you are going to use it against someone else in a legal way, make sure you take permissions. Also, we want you to keep in mind, whatever you see here is to make you aware.
All right. So, Erdal, what is happening really in just 1 minute of internet?
So, this is a really good question. Please have a look in the slides. Usually, I won't refer much to slides, but if you look in the slides, you will see that we spend lots of time on the internet. There is around 1.3 million video YouTubes viewed. Around 30 hours of video has been uploaded. 2+ million search on search engines. Facebook, 227,000 logins, where around 6 million people are online at the same time. Please look also at LinkedIn. Why? Because this is a social engineering session, and my aim, or our aim, is to show here what is going on this site so we can make you aware.
Exactly. And particularly if you look into the potential future growth, and by the way, this is a case study from Intel. If you look into the future growth, today we have as much as connected devices to the internet as the global population. The assumption from Intel is by 2015, so already next year, we will have twice as much devices connected to the internet than the global population, which is just impressive. I mean, think about it. We have more devices connected to the internet than we have people on Earth. This means that also next year, it will take one individual up to 5 years to view all videos uploaded on a social network in 1 second, right?
So 1 second video is going to take me 5 years to catch up.
Exactly.
Well, all right.
Recently, there was a quote, I think you also saw it on some of the blogs, right?
Yeah, I love it. It says, there is always the technical way to break into a network, but as we showed yesterday, as you see it in other sessions, it's always easier to go through people in the company. Why? Because you just fool them into giving up their own security.
Exactly, and that was a quote from Keith Rodas, who's a chief technologist in U.S. General Accounting Office. He is responsible for network security in 24 different agencies and departments. So he really knows what he is talking about. So the point here is, it is way easier to fool somebody than having like a huge network environment, and you need to think about, okay, which exploit do I use there? No, you just fool one guy and get into that account. Erdal, what is social engineering all about?
I think it's a good question. What do you think a social engineering is? It is a smart way to manipulate humans. Human chest. I had yesterday a gentleman who had a beautiful shirt. It was saying human chest. So it's basically human hacking. mind hacking, manipulating people into believing at you.
Exactly. So companies really spend millions of dollars, right, in order to protect themselves with firewalls, with authentication processes, multi-factor authentication, network monitoring solutions, but it just needs one guy who will leak information because he just believes that it's the right way to go. And yesterday, Erdal was asking in our bulletproofing network security session for some volunteers after the session for one particular demo. We want to showcase how easy it is to get public information from somebody in just under 2 or 3 minutes. And I think I saw him in the room, Jason Carter, are you here? Yeah. Hey, Jason, how are you? Would you mind coming to the mic for a second? All right.
What's your password?
What's your password? Just kidding. We'll find out anyway. All right, Jason, just to confirm so that we will keep our job afterwards, are you happy that we demoed live targeting with your credential, with your account?
Sure, no problem at all.
No problem at all? Okay, you all hear that, right? We are safe from our side. So let's enjoy the show, and in the meantime, if you have any comments
just
at all.
Just to make a point clear, we are just going to use publicly available information. So we are not launching any attacks against his domains. I'm not going to touch his system. I mean, I met him yesterday. He was sitting in the session. And if you don't believe us, feel free to volunteer.
Okay. So basically what I will do is, what I asked Jason was, hey, Jason, the only thing I want from you is like my page. So he did that. So let me go on Facebook.
By the way, go and like our page. It has nothing to do with that, all right?
All right. Let me go on my page. Let's scroll down a little bit, and I saw it over here. So here we got Jason Carter. You guys are rock stars. Thank you for that. And let me go already just on his Facebook page and see what kind of information I can get. And believe me, I will showcase afterwards why those information could be critical at one point.
One important point, look at them. They are not friends.
Yeah.
Okay? They are not friends.
Sorry about that.
Public Jason. Information.
All right, so let's go on about. All right, so you're based out of Morton, correct? Okay, cool. You work for Tommy Hilfiger, business analyst. Doesn't seem working, right? So analyst support. All right, so here we see which college you visited, high school. Let's see, what else do I have? You're single still, nice, good to know. Male, well, yeah, we can see that one. That's language, nice. American English and English. So he speaks both. What's the difference for me, from EMEA? What's the difference between the American English and the
Don't
English?
Don't worry about it.
All right. Let's look over here. Oh! Hi, Trice, Morton.
I think you all know this, right? Facebook is very easy. We are not going to show you Facebook, that's for sure.
Okay. So I have these informations, but let's take this a little bit further. There are some websites in order to reunite people. That's how they call it, right? Imagine like you know maybe somewhere in this country you might have a relative and you want to find out about them. Let's type in Jason Carter, and we know he's from Morton. Let's see more. Oh, sorry about that.
So that's how they spell Morton in Dubai, though. Don't
yeah.
blame him.
It's like Morton. Okay. So let's search for it. And what I want to show you with this website is just what he's crawling for. Patents, professional records, criminal records, blog posts, background reports.
Can you run it again?
Yeah,
so
sure.
So we can't slow it down, sorry. But please, look at it. It's online.
Professional licenses. Interesting. And this is just one website, right? So I could go in now and find some more information. I promise... Jason, I will not click on any of those links, but we have an agreement to show you some other websites. So this is Jason Carter as well. He's in the late 30s.
Let's confirm. Are you late 30s?
Oh, yeah. Are you late in the late 30s? Okay. Let's see. Oh, one relative found. Let's check that. Oh, no. Let's go back.
By the way, it's free.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, you bought a new house. Interesting. $300,000. 4-bedroom, 3-bath. Nice. Is that your address, by the way? Just to make sure. Yeah? Cool. So everybody, we are all invited to go to Jason afterwards for barbecue? Who's Cambie? Is that your girlfriend, or because you say on Facebook you're single?
Single. Facebook single.
Uh-oh. All right. And that's not just that website, right? Here, another website. Jason Carter. Let's hope that I read it right this time. Morton. All right. Hit on search. So, and more information. I think you get the point, right? I mean, how long did it take for me? Roughly around 4 minutes, just to crawl down some information around Jason. We all know where he lives now, how old he is. He says he is single on Facebook, but I have proof that it's not the case. Do you want to have a statement on that, by the way? Just kidding, sorry. All right.
Can I make a statement
here? Yes, please.
If you are not living in North in America, this site only works for Americans. So this danger is only for Americans. If you are not an American, or for the ones that are watching this presentation from other countries, try your luck, but probably it's not going to work. Just to make it clear. That's why yesterday I was announcing someone local. All right, thank you.
All right. So, Erdal, what is it about?
I don't know if you noticed. Now, the scenario was, not Jason, the scenario was, first of all, find our target. And as soon as we find our target, we are going to try to get his access details. If I know where he lives, I can do dumpster diving. You know what dumpster diving is, right? Look in the rubbish bin, yellow, recycle bin, and try to get information out. If you think this is fake, please go to your favorite search engine, and please look, even at Redmond, there were some spies caught a few years back. They were looking in the bins. And there are millions of different examples. As soon as I get those details, I can try to get his authorization details. You know, maybe his badge. I know Mark, he works for Microsoft, for example. He has a blue badge. What can a blue badge do? It can open all the gates for me, right? In many Microsoft campuses. So, what is the main aim here? As we did try to explain in our session abstract, get information. The information which usually you don't share. I can see Mark Minassi here. Thank you very much for coming. One of our heroes. Mark, do you mind telling us how much money do you got in your bank?
Yeah.
So probably you are not a bit that keen to tell. But can you imagine I can go in and I put Mark Minassi there? I can see on what kind of house he is living. Don't do that. And I can guess based on his house value how much money he's making. Just a small example. So if I'm going to target him, I can just use some way to mitigate.
Exactly. And if you look into access details, I mean, Erdal, you're doing penetration testing as well, I believe. And what are the first things you're doing when you want to do like penetration testing and checking out physical access?
Yes, and believe or not, when I used to be a full-time penetration tester, I mean, Elias is here as well, he knows. I used to go with FedEx t-shirts, with Pizza Hut t-shirts.
No worries.
Microsoft, you know. I used to go with various company t-shirts into buildings. Live statistics belongs to me. Just your guess. Out of 10 times, how many times do you think I was able to go into buildings without any authorization? Out of 10? No, this is too good, you know, I'm not that good. Yeah, it was 7. By the way, we got beautiful giveaways. End of the session, we got a Windows to Go stick certified. We got a beautiful book from Brian, Active Directory Cookbook. So hang on, we're going to give them away, end of the session.
Exactly.
And promise we're not going to get anything from you.
Yeah, that was one of the challenges, actually, when I said to him, like, okay, we're going to give away a USB thumb drive after talking about social engineering. Not sure if that works. But let's see. Trust me, at least, from Microsoft, those are certified drives from us, and he didn't touch them before. Okay. One more thing to add around what is it all about. Companies usually do a great job in order to train people to be helpful. Customer satisfaction is key. Customer is king. Customer should always have the right to do whatever he wants, basically, right? But what happens in the mindset of those people? If you look into the security context, and the social connection between employees or social connection between the employee and the guy who just pretends that he is a good guy who's a customer, they try to be helpful, right? Oh, no problem, come here, have a seat, come to my office, have look at those data, look, is this the way you want to go? Is that the data you want to see? So we need to drive more awareness on our employee level as well. Why should we care about it?
All right, let's go into the penetration testing part. I want you to take care on only, you can see probably the pie chart here. We have unknown, so we don't know what it is. We have defacement and targeted attack. As you can see, it's nearly 1/3 of all attacks. So if you think social engineering happens only in movies, if you think, and I can give you an example. I don't know if you watched The Bank Job or Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio was changing, or Stickman, or Low Abiding Citizen, you know, movies which actually is based on true stories. I'm not here to promote Hollywood. I'm just trying to make pictures in your head. So if you agree with this, we all agree with that as well. So there is no patch to human mistakes. Okay? You can patch your $1 million firewall, antivirus, computers. You can buy beautiful books from Brian and Mark Minassi and some others. You can just read them out. But you can't patch, for example, a secretary, just an example, or an IT guy, or anybody in the company, if he has a big mouth. And let's put this into concept. Who did never watch Big Brother? Or who's not doing ever gossiping? So we do all gossip, right? Ah, did you see? Mark Minassi had a great session. Oh no, as a speaker, I'm jealous. You know, I have to beat him. Well, you know, we have all these touches at the background. Come on, Elias. We had it in the previous session. So what I'm trying to say is here. We have social engineers inside us. Please be honest. Who never checked his or her ex-boyfriend, girlfriend's status at Facebook, Twitter, or a guy which you don't talk anymore, or lady, you know? You say, oh, what is this guy doing? Oh, no. We all do, right? Or sometimes when someone's typing password, we all do that. So I think it's a good point to see from Milad how, so if you think your information is secure because you are not online, can anybody tell me, please, I got a USB stick to go, to give away, to go, it's just right, American, right? Who says, I'm not available online? No Facebook, no LinkedIn, no Twitter, no online websites. You don't have anything? Oh, come on, Jason is saying that.
I can prove it's not the case.
Anybody else? Let's be honest, I can double check. All right. We save one stick for tomorrow's session.
Perfect. We only have two left, so.
No.
All right. So you're telling me how secure your data is, your information is, Erdal?
But no, use Jason, not me.
No, oh, come
Elias,
on.
Elias, yes.
Who wants that I check on Erdal? Yes, no? Hands up? Nobody wants information about him? Real information, not the introduction he gave? All right. Let me move over to the demo machine. Okay, so this is Multigo. It's a tool to crawl a lot of information about a lot of different scenarios around websites, around people, social networks, and so on. So what I will do now is let's find out as much as information as possible from Erdal. Let me move over here a person. The name is now Erdal Özkaya. And all I have to do is, let me zoom in. Right-click, run transforms. Let's take all transforms. Yes, it might take a while. Happy with that. It will ask me for some more information. Can just space. Display only first result for Facebook affiliations. Yes, why not? Send to URL. Let me scroll down. So I know Erdal's blog is erdalskier.com. And another space. Right. Run.
That's me.
Right.
It's a nice photo, isn't it?
No, it's starting. Erdal, you have a couple of email addresses. Huh?
That's not nice. My contacts. And if you think we did set it up for demo, please to be volunteer or download. It's free. He's going to show you now.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we get here? Erdal, since when do you have a Gmail account?
I'm a security guy. I have to have cross platforms.
Yeah, sure. All right. So let's see what else I have. Some more interesting information. I want to get really into Erdal's machine or social network accounts. Let's see. Okay, so I got a Facebook status update here. So Erdal wrote something, let's get started. Properties. Let's get started and talk about network security. Okay, interesting.
That's a Facebook message which I put yesterday up.
Yeah, and here's the ID. Like, if you go on Facebook, type in that ID exactly, you will get that information as well.
So if you think you got Facebook account and you're secure, Milad, are they really secure here? So
depends on who you ask. All right, so what else can I find out? Let's look. Let's have a look. What else if I find here? Actually, you know what? That's your email address. Run some more information. Let me get more information on that. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, accept. Sure. Give me the data.
You're supposed to read them.
Yeah, sure. I read them. Erdal.kaya.com. Run. Oh, forgot that one.
Is it just a website that you can search, or can we do anything else as well?
You can do basically anything else. Oh, I got some email address.
Just something else.
Okay. Let me show you here, basically, what you can do with that tool. Right? So you can search for specific devices, get some infrastructure information. Like, let's say you want to have information over DNS records and IP addresses from a web server, MX records, location informations. You can do penetration testing. And everything around email addresses, images, person, phone number, plus social network. So you can basically find anything about any person you want as soon as he was at least at one social network website, or he posted somewhere his phone number once. And this is not to show you how easy it is to find information. No, it is about to show you how easy social engineers or hackers can find critical information about you, because what happens afterwards is they use this information to authenticate with your bank, to call the IT team and say, hey, yeah, my name is Erdal Özkayar, my email address is this, and my age is that. I think you get the point, right? It's easy to find the questions banks or IT is asking to do the authentication. And once you have once the person trusts you and you have the you pass the authentication, you can do everything you want, right? You can get the AD password. You can transfer lots of money around the world. So that's really about driving awareness around the tools hackers or social engineers are using, so that you know how to mitigate that.
So building up in a scenario, we targeted our person, we used some websites, then we used some tools to gain more information. Of course, we're going to move ahead, but what is next? Is it just computer-based? Or if you think, with Windows, we know what is an exploit, right? We use exploits from different sources. We use them. With humans, what are they? First of all, it's trust. Did you ever thought about your partner? When you break up one day, or your girlfriend, your wife, everything is good during the marriage. I hope my wife is not going to listen to that. So you share everything. One day you separate. They start to talk. Oh, you know what? Raymond is dead. He always treated me bad. Sorry, Raymond. Then you start to hear all this information, right? Or what is happening here? The trust factor. Then ignorance. Most of us says, who cares? What's going to happen to me? Or we don't want to follow the standards. You know what the company policy says, but there is a pressure from the firm. Do you know who I am? So there is a moral obligation which makes you to say something which might put you into danger. Now, I want you to be honest. Who never, as I asked a few minutes ago, said, I don't have a social engineer in me. I really care only about myself. I don't care about anything else. Not even one. So it's a human nature, right? Since we were born, I think it's in our DNA. It's been hard-coded.
Exactly. So basically, if you look into the faces of social engineering, it's all about identifying the target company. You select the victim, right? It doesn't have to be always like the executive or like the CTO, the CFO, or whatsoever. It's sometimes like the guy who just have access to get into the building. Recently, one of the case studies we did for Windows was with a government account who said, the biggest portion of our IT security budget is not going anymore into our own infrastructure. It goes to our supply chain, because the guy who brings in the milk into the company is already in the building. So what happens then is, just like we did with, unfortunately, with Adel, we went into the Microsoft building, and he was just always behind me. Nobody asked him any questions, right? So he could walk in with me. Of course, we went straight to the reception, but till we went to the reception, there were like 3 security gates.
So what we're trying to show you here, we got the victim. Now, I'm going to use these tools to find my victim, Mark Menassi. He's a famous guy. He doesn't know me. I get all the information from his public accounts. Then I'm going to go one day. Even though I'm not in IT, I'm going to pretend to be in IT. Hi, Mark. I read all your books. I purchased your videos. I go to your sessions with Mark Rasnovich. I'm a big fan of you. All right, beautiful. Probably he hears this a lot. But then, because I found information about him, I'm just using, you know, I know what he likes. Ah, Mark, would you like to come with me to that restaurant? I know it is your beautiful, your most favorite food. You know, if the trust happens, once I got the trust relationship out of nowhere, I'm going to try to exploit this relationship. I know this guy is an MEP. I know this guy's, by the way, you don't mind using you, right? Sorry. I didn't even ask for permission. I'm really sorry.
I don't sell videos. I sell audios, so I can't.
Here we go. He doesn't sell videos. Did he have any videos before? That probably...
Long time ago.
All right, here we go. Social engineering bad. And not prepped. When I saw you here, I'm excited. You know, I'm talking in front of trying to do something. Okay. So now I'm going to exploit the relationship. Why? I know he's a close friend of Mark Rasnovich. I know Mark Rasnovich is one of 25 people at Microsoft. I don't know if you see the chain, which will take me to the next level.
Exactly. So it's always, there are some warning signs when you look into social engineering. And it's important that we, as IT professional, not only understand, but that we bring this message to our end users in the company. So for example, if you get a phone call and the guy asks you for some informal request, like, hey, yeah, I'm the guy, I'm Kevin from IT, and we need you to do X, Y, and Z, maybe you ask him twice, maybe ask him some questions, and the moment you notice that he's uncomfortable or that he has some difficulties to answer those questions, because guess what? It's not in his sheet, right? He's reading like, hey, my name is Kevin. I work for blah, and I need your credit card information, right? The moment this happens, those are clear warning signs, right? You see discomfort when you see the questions, or the guy claims that he's in a higher authority. Hey, my name is Peter, and I'm the CTO. I need now immediately access to X, Y, and Z because, hey, I'm about to deliver a session on this. Right? Those are clear warning signs because typically those phone calls will never happen in reality. So, Adel, what are like the typical types of social engineering you see?
3 types. Human-based. That's what we concentrated, right? You saw how we could do it actively or passively. Then there's a computer-based account, social engineering, and of course, mobile. So let's go through the details.
Sure. When you look into human-based social engineering, it's all about posing a particular person. Sorry. So it could be the end user itself. So kind of like, hey, I'm John from that department and I lost my password. Can you help me with that? Because we are so comfortable and we are teach that we are always helpful to our peers, we will go, yeah, sure, just give me, I don't know, your birthday and your employee number. Boom, reset your password. Here's your password, sir. Pretending to be an important user. I'm Kevin, the CFO secretary. We have a really important project, and I need you to do X, Y, and Z. Or the one I surprisingly keep seeing still in the field is pretending you're in tech support of that company, right? I saw recently a threat going on in the US that there are some phone calls happening, apparently from Microsoft, saying, hey, your license has expired
from
and
Windows,
you need to do this.
Windows.
From Windows?
Windows, not Microsoft.
Yeah, so they're from Windows and the license has expired. First of all, we never did that, okay? Just to make it clear again. And most importantly, do not trust those people because they will try to gain more and more information. It happened to me quite recently. I got a phone call and say, hey, I am from Microsoft, blah, blah, blah division, and we just realized we had a data crash and we need you to verify your identity. I said, what? First of all, I would have gotten an email. Second of all, he couldn't even pronounce his last name. Third, he was even telling me the wrong department name. So after a while, I sent out an email. We catch the guy, obviously. He was not smart enough to at least hide his number. But those are human-based social engineering we really see in the field. And there's another method, computer-based SE.
I'm pretty sure it looks very familiar to you. Who is not getting any pop-ups? If you don't know what pop-up is, then you are totally in the wrong conference. So I'm not going to explain what pop-up, hoax is. But chain letters. You know, you receive the spams. I don't know if you know, they started to write letters like before. So I started to receive actual letter from my post box saying that it used to be an email. You know, the email from Zimbabwe, the prince died and you're getting 50 million euros. I started to receive actual letters. Or hoax. What was hoax? Or hoax, you know, getting you scared, making you believe that if you don't click into this link, you're going to die. The world is going to collapse. Of course, I'm making it up. Or instant chat messenger. You know that many people, even at Skype still, people send requests. They try to get friends. You know, the more friends I got, the more popular I am. The more likes I got, the more popular I am. It's some sort of proving yourself.
So, and how about you show us something interesting?
It's, you know, it's good to talk it on paper. Let's switch to my PC. I got Kali Linux. It's totally free, okay? I downloaded it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the free Kali Linux penetration testing tool. So not hacking tool, okay? I go to Kali Linux. From there, I go to exploration tools, social engineering toolkit. What is that? This is a toolkit which is written by Python, and it has some inbuilt attacks to, can I zoom in? No, no zoom in, sorry. It has, as you can see, some inbuilt attacks. Can the back row see it? It says social engineering attack, fast track penetration testing, third party modules, update the Metasploit framework, and so on. So, do you really need to know Linux? No? Let's press. All right. Social engineering attack, number one. I think I can do that. Pressing number one. Enter. Woo! Look at this. What kind of attack would you like to take today, sir? In the menu, we have got spear phishing attack, website attack, infectious media attack, and different attack types for today only. Something yeah. happened to the screen.
Something happened. Guys, what's going on
Linux
here?
Happened.
Linux happened here. Let's give it another try.
You click next, I think. No. Go back. This is not my presentation.
This is your presentation. I see Kali Linux here.
It went from number two. I didn't hack. Did someone hack me? Who's he in the room? Raymond?
Continue.
No? So, I don't know if you remember, I was here. Now I'm going to number two, WebSec attack vector. Cool. All right, what would you like to do? So my scenario was, I'm going to find Jason, I don't remember his last name. I'm going to do my social engineering tools. I'm going to get all his information. Now I know he's on Facebook. And I seriously know, he is. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to clone Facebook into my local computer. Let's do that. And for this, you need really Visual Studio and some of MSDN subscriptions. Really, really hard. All what you have to do is press number three. Let me see. Yes, I can do it. Enter. What would you like to do? As I said, site cloning. Number two again. IP address for the post back. So now I have to put my own IP address of the computer. Okay? And this is 172.10.4.56. I hope it didn't change. All right. I don't know if you can read it. Sorry, I can't zoom it. It says, enter the URL to clone. www.facebook.com. Enter. I don't know if you can see it. It says, cloning the website. HTTPS login facebook.com/login.php. This could take a little bit. So what I'm going to do is, as this can take time, I'm going to quickly switch to my video. Okay? Am I there?
Yes.
Now, is this the one?
Yes, it is the one.
So what I'm doing is, it's scrolling.
So where do you get this tool?
You can get this tool from linux-kali.com or just go to Bing or your favorite search engine, put Kali, and you can just download it. Here we go. That's the website. After I do that, so now I clone Facebook. Okay? I have to trick some of you to give me your username and password. So if I ask you, Brian, you wrote a beautiful book, and I'm sharing it out. Do you mind sharing the username and password with me on Facebook? Not that keen. All right. Let's go to, I did try it with Outlook.com. It didn't work. It doesn't allow me. So I'm logging as myself to my Gmail account. Now you know why I got the Gmail account. Sign in. Don't remember passwords. Don't read my emails. Oh, what I've done is now it's time to write the email. I'm going to write an email to Jason or myself. Let's write the email to, I'm sending it to myself, and it's called TechEd Session Photos. What I've done is I typed the email. Now it's time to add an attachment, actually a URL. A URL which has been created, this is still going on by the way, a URL which has been created for you by Linux. Remember, I had to enter my IP address, which runs Apache on it. Sorry, no IIS. Which runs Apache on it, which means now I'm going to be able to accept connections to my computer. And as soon as I do that, I have to put the text display, which is facebook.com/thefake. Rini_. It's a GIF image. Now I'm putting my own Apache web server, which is hosted by Linux, my local computer. That's the hotel IP address, by the way. Now, I don't know if you can see, dear Erdal, so far TechEd is rocking. And I'm also enjoying your sessions. Thank you. I took some photos in your session, and you know, I'm going to format it up. Here's the URL. Of course, it is the fake URL. I'm pretty sure you know how they create it. So once you click on it, it's going to take you to phishing website. Most of the phishing websites are blocked by browsers, but trust me, this one is still not. So I'm formatting it to make it nice. I'm sending the email. Now I'm going to go to my Outlook. Yep, there it is. Here's the email. As you can see, it's classified as not being safe, but doesn't matter. I click on it, and I don't know if you noticed. It went to not Facebook.com. It did went to my own Apache server, which is hosted by Kali Linux. And remember, we had it a few minutes ago in the slides, said changing behaviors, gaining trust. Elias, he seriously just took some photos, I saw it in the email, and he tagged me on Facebook just now. Didn't Elias? He done it, I saw the email, but I didn't click in the link, just in case. So why? Because I'm in a session, maybe I'm going to go in it, click in it. All right, let's do it. Enter my username, password. So I'm doing a test for Facebook, and my email address is demo. I'm not going to tell you the password. techat12@gmail.com.
By the way, it's not a reuse of a session from techat12. We realized after we finished the whole demo environment and everything that our dear friend used techat12 instead of
techat14. It was a suggestion also by Gmail. So, I don't know if you notice. Boom. I'm in. But who cares about that? Not here. I want you to concentrate here. Look at this. My Apache, I mean, I can switch to my real demo machine as well. It couldn't connect to the internet. Firewall blocked it. But remember, I did not tell you my password. Look at the password. Techat rocks 2014. That's how hack your Facebook account. And what is so interesting about Facebook? Just an example. I thought it's popular. Put anything else. Let me switch to number two.
Right, it could be basically any website, right? It could be any social network. It could be the bank website. It could be like the website you know the guy is visiting more frequently, right? You just duplicate it, you clone it, and then the user, well, then we are able to get so that username and password.
Did you say bank?
Yeah.
That's an Australian bank.
There you go.
Allow blocked content. Same tactic. All right? I didn't want to put, so no difference. There is no, I don't even have access to you. All what we've done is using the freely available tool to sniff your information. Now I got the information. As you know, around 47% of the people reusing the same password on everything else.
Okay, so that's about computer-based social engineering. There's one more aspect on it, right, on social engineering. We talked about human-based social engineering, about computer-based SE, and now let's look into mobile-based SE. So what is happening when you look into the mobile space? We have the attacker and his PC, obviously. He needs some capabilities in order to connect to the internet and do that stuff. So he creates a malicious application, right? Most likely it will be a game because people like to have games nowadays on their smartphones. And I think Adel will share some of the recent stories around malicious games which went to the stores. The app goes to the app store of that a particular brand, and then the user notices, hey, that's a cool game. Let's download it for free. User installs that application, and as soon as he starts to authenticate, like there's maybe comes up, hey, do you want to connect with a social network so that it's more convenient for you? Yes, yeah, some people laugh because they exactly know what we are talking about, right? How many times you install an app and say, do you want to connect with a particular social network? Right? We will bring all your friends together so you can play everybody together. What happens then is that particular company gets that information and they can utilize it for different ways. And if you're unlucky and downloaded a malicious website, the hacker, the social engineer will have that information. One of those examples are on SMS or mobile-based attacks is SMS. I mean, seriously, we still see that in the field. we still see people receiving text messages saying, you just won a Surface, you just won a tablet, whatsoever. Just go on a website and confirm that you won it, and we will ship it for you. I never received anything.
Did you fill it up?
Huh?
Did you fill it up?
Not me. I know a guy, he filled it up.
Okay.
All right.
Look, it's not. I'm going to give you an example. I think I can mention it's public. Please be honest. He never played Angry Birds. Or I think you know what it is. If not you, your child did play it. Did you know that even Angry Birds has, I'm not going to tell who, some sort of tracking which was sending information to a place? I'm not going to tell you that. Please look into it. I'm not allowed to say it. But Angry Birds sends information, put it in your Bingle search engine, and it should just tell you who's looking to your information.
Exactly. Right. Can you show us how an SMS attack looks like?
SMS attack. Do you think I'm going to get my mobile phone, which is hidden there, start to SMS all of you, spamming you? No. I'm going to use Backtrack again. And the same tool set, which is SET, Social Engineering Tool Set. I'm going quickly to SET again. Here it is. Remember, it was very hard. I'm doing social engineering attack. This time, I'm going to have a SMS spoofing attack, which is here, which is number 7. Now, it's giving you the option, how would you like to perform the attack? I would like to use SMS spoofing attack or create a social engineering template. I prefer to use the SMS spoofing attack. All right, options. Would you like to do it in a single phone number or a mass SMS? You can import it to a CSV file and export it later. Choice is yours. I go with a single phone number and I know my target. All right. What is it? Is it a single number or mass number? It's a single number. I would like to send... I'm sharing his mobile phone number.
What?
Yes, it is real, his mobile number.
Excuse me. this was out
206.
If you need any support around Windows,
six,
that's my mobile number.
81 85. Hold on, I don't want to type it wrong. All right. What would you like to let him win?
Xbox
you
One.
Have
Surface.
One in the ticket raffle. Ah, no
That's
mistakes.
Nice.
No mistakes. Please confirm on my tech@ okay? .com. Usually they do mistakes like that. / raffle and get a free Surface?
Yeah.
Sir.
Why not?
First. Okay? Here is the answer. All right, use a predefined template or just one time SMS. I go with one time SMS again. Number 2. Source number. Can I get your phone number, Raymond, please? We're going to have a session tomorrow. Yeah? I'm just making the number up. 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. Enter. Body man. All right. It's going to start to send it. Can we switch to your phone, please?
Yeah, sure. Gus, just got one. Oh, let me. Sorry about that. Number 8. Okay, I got one text message. What a surprise. Let's have a look. Okay. I have won something. You have won in the TechEd raffle. Please confirm on my tech. Awesome. Let me click on it. Let's get a Surface. Woo! Exciting. I mean, I think you get the point, guys. Right? How long did it take for your idol?
Depends on the settings. Not too long.
Not too long, right? Not too long just to send out one SMS to do SMS-based attack. And now just think forward. Like, if you combine that one together with what Erdal showed earlier, where he has this fake website, right, where he cloned Facebook, he could just clone techad.com and do the same thing.
Oh, maybe I get some good evils, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And you will lose your MVP title afterwards. All right. Adel, so that's around SMS-based attacks. But what I also notice is, for me when I talk with customers, is they have some applications they notice in their on their environment, and they say, like, we don't know where they're coming from, and we don't know really what is it all about. Can you tell us about those fake important applications?
So, back to our scenario. Remember, I target my attack. Now I use different, I target my person. I use different methods. Yes, I know it was all on Curly. The others are commercial products, and I wanted to show you some free ones. You can find more one, but this is a true story by Mark Rosnovich. Mark Rosnovich, he's next door at the moment delivering a session. He told us this in MVP Summit in a closed session. As I think most of you do know, he has a beautiful tool set which is called SysInternals.
SysInternals.
But did you ever hear about SysInternals antivirus? Great product,
great,
yes.
Product.
And believe it or not, Mark Rosnovich, I mean, Elias is here. I think he was sitting with me in the room as well in that session. He said he found this software on one of his relatives' computer, who is not in IT. Hey, this is Mark's, my cousin's, my brother's. I don't know what it is. Can you imagine? Even that software, even Mark Rosnovich's relatives can get fooled by his. It's not his software, but it appears like his one. Do you get the point? And let's be serious. Seriously. I know I keep referring back to you. I want to do it some sort of interactive. Didn't we fill sometimes information more than we should before? And do you wrong websites thinking it is another website? If you're not, you're perfect. I mean, seriously, well done. But I think, I bet you know at least someone. Your wife, your girlfriend, your child, your son, your daughter.
Your receptionist.
A real story about my receptionist. I used to have a training center, and I was delivering. Thank you. I mean, it was out of contact. I used to tell her, "Do not give my cell number. We call it mobile number in Australia. Do not give my cell phone number. You know, meet in the middle." To anyone, especially while I'm teaching in the class. Agreed? Agreed. All good. I'm teaching social engineering in my CH class back then. One student, again from Microsoft, he was PFE, not Milato. When I said that, he said, "Ah, let me try out." And during the break, my phone rang. I didn't know the number. It was break time. "Hi, Uru. Joshua? Yeah, are you not in the class?" "Yes, you know, we are in the break." "I said, yeah, how did you get my phone number?" "From the receptionist. I just told that I was your student in the class," and, you know, he made a story up. Boom. Again, another true story about the receptionist. I swear to God, it's real story. I was teaching again hacking class another time. I saw some people coming. It used to be my business, okay? People coming, checking the air conditioning. I called the receptionist during the class. I said, "What's going on? It's too loud here." "Oh, yeah, the air conditioning guy came to check out." I said, "Hold on. I didn't approve any check out, anything." "Oh, yeah, he just came in. Did you call him?" "No." "Who's paying for it?" "I don't know." "How do you know he's the air conditioning guy?" "True story. It's in his shirt." My own receptionist, who's enforced to sit in my hacking class. And she was not even technical. I met her sleep for 1 week, so she will never ever forget it. You know, I'm pretty sure she will not get that punishment again. Again, some true stories based on what happened, and thank you. I mean, you're a receptionist, right, sir? I'm pretty sure similar stories. I'm pretty sure all of you have similar stories if you look into it.
Yeah. And just one more story I just care of. Realizes it was, I think, 3-4 months ago where Microsoft got engaged quite heavily. It was a Russian company. Well, it was a Russian malware engineering organization. And what they did is they built a beautiful antivirus solution. Well, it was a fake antivirus solution, just like the SysInternals antivirus solution. But what they did is they went the next step. Not just they have a software, no. They hired a call center for tech support, and the support engineers in that tech support center thought, really, they have an antivirus solution which they are troubleshooting. So customers got infected. Well, they have this software now on their computers and realized, some features are not working. I need premium access. Please call this number. It was a Russian number. You call and say, hello, yeah, thank you for calling, blah, blah, blah. My name is blah. And can I have your serial number, what you see on the screen? Yes. Which brand of computer are you using? Yes, check. Okay, in order to do the confirmation, we would need to authorize a $30 purchase. And I think it was out of 10, like 4 people were giving out credit card information, $30 each. So I think you get the point. It could be that easy to breach into a company. And that's why we are doing sessions like this, to drive awareness on it. There's one more flavor of attacks, which is insider attacks.
Again, you think these things happen in movies, right? I'm not allowed to mention any names. Please close your eyes for a second while I'm walking around. No, just joking. Close your eyes for a second. Think, are the spying persons, is it just in James Bond movies? Or did America recently catch few spies and deport them back to their countries? Or revenge attack? I'm pretty sure you watch some movies again based on that. Do you think it just happens in the movies? Or insider attack? I think a very big one just happened very recently. And this guy has to escape to another country from United States. I forgot his name. Sorry. But I think I know who I mean, right? If you don't, please come offline. For the ones that are listening to this session offline, please use your search engine. Insider attack to U.S. government. A department, I forgot the name again, sorry. I got short memory in these topics. So if you still these things happens only in the movies, please wake up.
So how do you prevent those attacks, Erdal?
All right, this is all good,
I mean,
right?
It's a sensitive topic, I think, preventing insider attacks.
As we have only 75 minutes, Milad showed you 3 websites, 3 tools. I showed you 3 tools. I think you got the idea. By itself, you can go to 3-4 days social engineering classes by Kevin Mitnick, who's called the social engineering father. Okay? It's 4 days if you want to take the full class. But the key point here is, it starts with least privileges. Okay? So, why? The less you know. I think I got it also in my backtrack machine. It says here, the quieter you become, the more you are able to hear. Do you see the point? So, probably you're not going to tell, you're going to classify the information. You have to make sure that this information is not allowed to go out. But again, a very recent attack here in the United States happened with classified documentation, which means they did not have the proper logging and auditing. If they did, this guy collected terabyte of data. I don't know what he done with it. Just joking, of course. We all know what he done with it. So we should have proper legal policies, which should, like Saudi Arabia, for example, they have very strict rules. And when I went last year to deliver a class, it was saying, there is death penalty. If you don't obey the rules, you are aware of the
consequences.
Consequences, thank you. Oof. I know if I do something bad, I'm going to lose my head. So I'm not saying for social engineering you should lose your head, okay? Archiving critical data. So if you think nobody is using it, it's always good to have extra encryption on it. But again, is this all? No. You can separate the duties. I know you hear this many, many times. But you hear most of the times similar stuff, but it is still happening. So the human behavior has has to change. What I'm trying to say here is, there is no single prevent an insider threat. All right? It's like we say in Turkish, you know, nothing is for free, Milat explained it. If you're going to get the goose, do not hesitate to give the chicken away. Small chicken, you get a big goose. Good business, huh? A very similar story. I mean, let's be honest. Who doesn't like the goodies at Swags, at Tekket? We all do, right? You go to the exhibition hall, you collect something for your kids, for yourself. Do you ever notice the information note in the desk? These sponsors paid money here. I mean, it doesn't say this way, of course. They're going to scan you. When they scan you, they're going to gain access to your name, last name, email address, whatever you have provided at Tekket website. It's their right. So that's why they're asking you to scan you, which is nothing wrong. You know, they're giving you something for free.
I mean, that, Erdal, brings us to the whole discussion on sharing is okay, but how much, right? We keep teaching, well, I keep teaching my nephew, my niece, and I'm sure you teach your kids on sharing is caring. But the question is, how much do you want to share, right? Or how much you should share? In particular, if you look into the corporate data, I mean, you just made a great example with when the people are going downstairs to the exhibition area and just scan their attendee badge to get some goodies, right? But what happens afterwards? I realized it because I went in Tekket Australia to this gentleman in his booth, and he said, hey, just can you give me your badge for a second? And zoop, granted. Okay, I thought, okay, what happens? And since then, I'm getting emails from his company saying, hey, you should attend this one, you should attend that one. And I was like, Erdal, can you please remove me from that list? No, you accepted that. It was a terms and condition during Tekket Australia.
But there's an unsubscribe, legally unsubscribe.
It's not
button.
Working. It's not working. Fix
all right.
It.
You could tell me this privately, not in front of 300-400 people.
Well, I thought if I do it here that you have more motivation in order to fix a website.
All right, so sharing is caring, yeah?
Yeah, sharing is caring. All right, what do you think about that in general? Like, what could people do around that?
A good example, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. So, anybody working in a bank? Hi, ING Bank. My partner tomorrow, Raymond, we're going to have a session together. So, let's say I got a credit card and I lost it here from your bank. I called the support number. What for question do they ask me? And believe it or not, I didn't know that he's going to raise his hand. They usually ask your phone number. They usually ask your address after your name, right? I guess you know that. They usually ask your mother's maiden name or your high school information, similar information. It's a template which you add in. Do you want to go back to Facebook?
Yeah, I was
Facebook?
About to. Sorry, Jason.
You gave us information, right? Just go to About.
Sure. I'm there.
You are there?
No.
Birthday.
Oh, birthday, I have it on the other tool, I think. Yeah, I can unlock it. But let's be fair, because I don't
please,
want...
He's not that safe. You know, he has his, you know... So if you don't believe me, go check in your friends. They have their full birth date there. You can go to relatives. Don't worry, you don't have to do that. I don't want to point out more of them. You can go to relatives, and you can look his uncles. If it's same last name, it's probably from his father's side. If it's a different last name, probably from his mom's side. Thank you very much. Your address. It's also on that other tool. So, here we go. What else? Did you know that very recently, EC Council was hacked? Oh, they're going to hate me. I'm going to speak in the conference in October. Hey, a security body was hacked. Do you know how? It was not originally their fault. Someone, software engineered, their ISP. Yes? Someone, software engineered their ISP to gain access of their DNS. Once they did that, they used some other stuff. You know, you can go read all the technical details, but the ISP person, God knows how many phone calls he or she receives every day. God knows how many times that person received compliance, you know, you bad customer service, he has to be, or she has to be nice. Because you complain. It's like ticket. I have to be nice to you, right? Otherwise you complain. So I have to, we have to do a good session for you. So what you do is, this guy, especially if you open a case number, you call again and again and again. Remember? Creating the trust. Then getting access to emails. Easy help. Okay, they've done some other mistakes, but this could be mitigated with some other solutions. So, sharing is good, but the question is always, share what? Can I do one more example?
Sure.
You got time?
Of course.
Okay, here's another example. If you think, like kids, especially high school kids, if you have any kids, please look at their accounts. They are sharing so many photos. Most of them are not in a good condition. You know, they're drunk, they're doing some funny stuff. But don't forget, they're our future. In 20 years, some of them is going to become the president. Right? Can you imagine the information which is lying now on those websites, which can be used against you, against them? If it is it just kids? No. I'm pretty sure you read it in the news that some people, some companies, actually ask next to you to open your Facebook account, and they check your Facebook account together with you. You don't believe me? Read the news. A very recent attack again happened last week, just last week. 10 people went to inside the company. I'm not allowed to mention the name. They fully business dressed up. They went to the receptionist. They said, I got a meeting with Mr. George Clooney. Yeah. They knew exactly he's in level 10. They knew exactly there was a meeting room. And based on them, they read it all from social media. From the photos that were shared. What happened is, they were able to get a visitor badge after signing. They were able to go up to level 10. It was the Greenpeace protesters. They took all their clothes out. They wear their usual stuff. They climb, you know, they have their tools. They had their tools in the bags. And they protested against this company who they think who was basically making the earth dirty. Just happened last week in the news. So, social engineering. Why? Beautiful looking woman, handsome man, coming to a company. Don't we do that? If they talk to the junkies outside, they come, homeless people, they come ask for money, usually not, right? You look at them, they look dirty, smelly, you usually don't want to talk. But what is if someone comes in a beautiful dress, in a beautiful lookout, man or woman, doesn't matter. Probably it's going to take, you know, probably you're going to stop and talk, especially if they're nice. Breaching the trust, creating the trust. Oh, we met the other day in the lift. What a coincidence. Look, we are in the same restaurant now. How do you know? Because you were in Foursquare checking in. And I'm watching you to gain information. So sharing is good, but
it's always a matter of how much you want to share. One important point is, so how can we really mitigate all those bad guys to breaching the social chain and getting all those information? And when I first thought about that, I thought the best approach would be to showcase that is to divide it by pillars. So by tools, processes, and people. If you look into the tools part, I mean, we keep talking about updating your system, so that should be well known by now. Firewall, multi-factor authentication is one of the core elements, I think, in the future. Having virtual smart card, physical smart card, going with biometrics, being able to authenticate not just in one way, so he can just have one website, clone it, and then just wait till somebody logs in, using a stronger authentication. With Azure, you can have SMS coming to your phone to confirm your authentication before the logon happens. Of course, anti-spyware, malware, you can all do that with Windows Defender. By now, with the release of Windows 8, Windows Defender is now a full-size anti-malware and anti-spyware solution. If you look into processes specifically, it's important to have incident response policies in place in order that you, as IT professional, IT security people, can really mitigate the risk after the breach happened. Because the one thing you don't want to happen is the day after, you see in the news your company's name saying, security breach on that company, and we just lost $2 million. Believe me or not, there will be no second chance from the CTO on that one. Data classification, I mean, Adal talked about that, the importance to understand what is important, right? What data is important, and how, with who can we share that? Password policies, having complex passwords, we talked about that yesterday as well during the network security session. And one of the key elements when we look into social engineering is people. Driving awareness will require a cultural shift. We need people to really understand what they are doing when they're going on Facebook, when they're going on Foursquare, or any social network, and say, oh yeah, I like this one. Oh yeah, let me put on my company ideas. Let me put in my company email address as my primary email address. So we need to drive awareness as IT professionals, IT security people for them. What you can do for that is we have a free toolkit for it, basically. It's the Microsoft Security Awareness Toolkit. Just go on Microsoft.com or Bing or any search engine, search for the Security Awareness Toolkit, and there you will find specific recommendations how you can teach awareness sessions in your organization so that social engineering attacks or breaches into your environment doesn't happen in the first place. So you can teach your people in first place so that they are aware of what's going on in the field. Because if they don't know about it, they will keep doing what they do. And what did I say earlier? I said companies teach their employees to be as helpful as possible. Exactly this is happening right now. So, oh yeah, no problem, sir. Come on in. Please, let me open the door for you. Right? Boom, he is inside. And then it goes further and further. So we need to drive awareness. And with that, I want to thank you for attending. And I hope you will enjoy the evening.
By the way, thank you. We have Brian here, Brian Swidergall, and I don't know if Rob is here. A beautiful book, Active Directory Cookbook. He is here. He's going to give it away. Please come and he's going to ask a few questions maybe. I got some camp load balancers. If you're interested with load balancer, please come through. And more importantly, Kingston Windows to Go drive.
This time you say it right. It was like, oh, it's a USB to go.
And I got tomorrow a session with Raymond about client-side attacks, 10:15 in which room? Assembly A. Okay. And he has a bit longer to go session.
Windows to go, but it's at same time, so just attend his session.
I said it wrong again.
No problem.
So please come if you have any questions. Again, thank you very much. Please, if you like this session, please go and fill the evaluation. Don't forget, $1 is donated for every eval that you... This is true.
That's not social engineering.
$1 for the Houston local charities if you fill the evaluation, if it's good. No, just joking. So if it's good, please, Erdal and Milat, any feedback is welcome. Thank you very much again.
Thanks, guys.